Deputy Ross.
Ah!
God bless you.
There you are, Lucinda. I didn't think we'd be seeing you in the house again this side of Christmas.
I just had some paperwork to finish up. And I've an antenatal appointment in Hollis Street in half an hour, so it's very handy.
Superb.
Which reminds me.
Yes?
My urine sample.
Oh.
I mustn't forget to bring it in with me.
No.
I'll just leave it here on the table in front of me for a moment.
Oh, yeah, Lord Ross. Is this seat taken?
No, Mick.
Geegwitch, Mick.
Pretty crowded today, isn't it?
Oh, there's a lot of people in Dublin for the Christmas shopping, I suppose.
I must say, your hair is looking particularly well, if you don't mind me saying.
That's because I've been washing it in my own urine.
Monumentally? Really?
Yeah, I read about it in a beauty magazine. Makes it all shiny. Actually, it just reminded me.
What?
I have a do-on tonight, so I need to give it a quick wash later.
Oh.
I just leave this here on the table, if it's all right.
Oh, dear.
Gosh, there is quite a crowd in here today. Do you mind if I join you?
No, not at all, Count Shatter. What's that you've got there?
This? Oh, it was a mix-up in Harcourt Street.
What?
I requested that the Gardaí send me random blood samples taken from drunk drivers.
But isn't that a breach of the human rights monumentally?
Human?
Mm.
Yes. I hadn't thought of it like that.
Anyway,
they've sent me some urine samples instead.
Oh.
I'll just put them down here next to these glasses.
Yep, that's a lot of urine now.
How are you doing, lads?
Not so bad, Ming.
Afternoon tidings to you, Ming.
Shalom, Ming.
Listen, lads, I'm speaking in the chamber this afternoon and I need this glass of water, so if I just leave it down here, will you mind it for me for a few minutes?
Aye, no problem.
It's perfectly okay.
Cool beans. I'll be back in a minute.
Aye. Anyway, gentlemen, if you please excuse me, I'll have to go.
Mine.
Careful, Lochette. Oh, my God. Holy gosh, should I do that? My bag must have hit it. Look, I'll just clean it up.
Oh, no, leave it.
Take a second.
Don't touch it.
Take a second.
Thanks a million for that, lads. God, this is thirsty work, isn't it? Thank God.
No.
Jeez, this Roscommon water tastes like piss.
Oh, dear.
What are you looking at me like that for? Very pissy.
A Christmas Carol. This is a ghostly story of Christmas to remind us all of the true spirit of the season. It involves a mean man by the name of Scrooge, who sat in his office upon a Christmas Eve, berating his lowly clerk, Ender Cratchit.
Bah, humbug! What are you doing over there, clerk?
Putting coal on the fire, Mr. Scrooge, sir, for I am ever so cold.
Well, there's cutbacks in here, Cratchit, so put a coat on. And anyway, that coal isn't ours.
Perhaps I could light the gas fire instead.
We sold Bord Gosh, so that's not ours either. And I suppose you're looking for the day off tomorrow as well.
It's Christmas Day, sir. I have women to photobomb and children to high-five.
Bah, humbug! It's a poor excuse for picking a man's pocket. That's all it is.
God bless us, everyone.
Ah! What's that thing at the door, clerk?
Why, it's my poor little boy, Tiny Jim.
Yes, father, from Balbriggan.
My God, what's wrong with him? Is he a halfwit or something?
Forgive me, Mr. Scrooge, for I'm a poor, crippled minister.
Ah.
Now, father.
Yes?
I need my glass of goose drippings. This heart won't clog itself, you know.
Come along, Tiny Jim. Happy Christmas, Mr. Scrooge.
Ah, humbug.
And so Cratchit and Tiny Jim went off home merrily to enjoy the festive spirit. A spirit of a different kind was to visit Scrooge as he sat alone in his dark and haunted home.
That's nothing like a nice bit of gruel.
Just
as my stomach is rumbling again, I must get a bucket of coleslaw just to keep me satisfied.
Suffering Moses altogether.
It's me, Biffo.
Are you the ghost of Christmas past?
The ghost of Christmas past.
Ah, yeah.
I want to show you everything that's happened so far.
Right.
Though I can't remember much of myself. Oh. Have you any kebabs?
Just show me the past and let's have it over with, ghost.
Follow me into your past, Scrooge.
Despite being the victim of botched blood transfusions, Michael Noonan continues to pursue the woman through the courts.
I'll bring our mother to the Supreme Court if I have to. There's no lying down in this, and I'm not going to take it.
He's just been elected the leader of Fine Gael to replace John Bruton and narrowly defeating Enda Kenny to the post, so he will now contest the general election.
It's a landslide for Fianna Fáil and disaster for Fine Gael. They've lost 23 seats, and Michael Noonan looks certain to stand down.
It's an absolute catastrophe, Charlie, so I will resign as leader of the party and I will probably now leave public life once and for all. And
ghost. Why do you remind me of this misspent youth? I was only a young man in my early 60s when that all occurred.
I must go now, for the second spirit is about to come.
No.
And the room is spinning. Oh, jeez, I'm going to be sick.
No, ghost, no.
As the ghost of Christmas Pissed disappeared into a haze with a massive pension to boot, Scrooge fell back into his bed, exhausted. Join us later in the program for the visit of the second ghost as our Christmas Carol continues.
Starty Bull.
Here we are.
Have you any gear? Adol says you could sort me out.
Maybe, darling, but it's going to cost you. I need to see some bleeding spondulics, you know what I mean?
But Adol said you're after getting the gear for nothing. What are you doing looking for bleeding money for it now? Are you trying to rip me off or something?
I need the bleeding cash, right? I'm in large with some very important people, you know what I'm saying?
What?
If I don't see them right, they're going to break me bleeding arms, you hear me?
No way.
Yeah, and I'll end up in the bleeding A&D, and I don't even work in that department anymore.
St. Vincent's Hospital. Caring for you, caring for ourselves, whatever the cost.
Go on, Callum. Have another mince pie. It is Christmas after all.
Are you not having one yourself, Micheál?
Oh, God, no. A heart attack waiting to happen. But you help yourself, of course.
Mm-hmm.
A fine big fella like you can always handle a bit more cholesterol.
Would you like me to flex my muscles for you again, Micheál?
Oh, there'll be plenty of opportunities for that going forward, Callum. Don't you worry.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Help yourself to more mulled wine as well.
Oh.
Sugar in it less.
Should we mingle with some of the others, do you think?
Mingle? Abra, why would we want to do that, Cullum? Aren't we company enough for each other, me with my razor sharp Corkonian wit and you with your lovely seat?
Well, I do try to keep myself fit, I suppose, but shouldn't I just say hello to everyone else?
Well, there aren't very many of us, in fairness. It's hardly worth wasting the time. I don't even know half their names.
It's just that I haven't really met any of them yet, Micheál.
No? Well, the thing about us Fianna Fáilers, Cullum, is that we're best viewed from afar.
Really? Why is that?
I can't really explain it. It's like as if Fianna Fáil improves with distance and time, obviously.
It's just I don't really feel as if I fit in yet, you know.
I'll tell you what, Cullum, I'll turn up the central heating. You can hoover up another dozen or so of those mince pies, get your tie around your head and just start shouting and hollering and drink more wine.
Right.
You'll be sweating the green and gold before long.
Up ya bye ya. Is it like that?
Yes, well, we can work on that.
Going forward.
Just the carrots and the parsnips, a good man, and I'll have a 10-kilo bag of roosters as well, please.
That's 15 cents, please.
15 cents? Seriously?
15 cents, that's the price.
How come they're so cheap?
Oh, well, these vegetables, you see, they're in Nama.
They're in what?
They've been taken over by the state. They're in Nama now, which is why we're able to sell them off so cheaply, like.
But aren't you undervaluing them, though?
Totally, yeah, but it makes them much easier to sell on afterwards. I'll tell you who's undervaluing them even more, though.
What? What who?
The fellow who runs the shop across the road. Here, have a look at his accounts. See the type of business that he's running. What?
I'm sorry, should you even be giving me this information?
He's up to his neck in Brussels sprouts, that fella. Now, anyway, here's your change.
What? Hold on a second. I thought you said it came to 15 cents. I gave you a tenner. There's only a couple of cents here.
That's because you pay more in the long run. It's the Nama way. Now, if you'll just bend over there, I have a cucumber here with your name on it.
Ah, for the love of God.
Santa, how are you?
Oh, hello, hello there. Well, it's that time of year when I'm the busiest person in the world.
I seriously doubt that, Santa. Ooh. I'm so busy with being a mom and a wife and doing Sunday with Miriam, prime time, and my world record attempt.
Failed world record attempt. Sorry about that, Miriam.
Yes, well, those choir singers don't have the same work ethic as me.
Ouch.
But anyway, tell me, Santa, are you still thrilled to be delivering presents?
Well, it is a challenge visiting all of those places all over the world in just one night, Miriam.
Last week, I did 45 after-dinner speeches, emceed at 17 events and launched 2 dozen new charities, aside from my broadcast work, all in the one night. But at your age, I suppose it's a struggle.
Yes, but I'm delivering to children all around the globe, whereas you're still here in Little Ireland.
Oh, you poor pet. All you can do is deliver two loads of children, whereas I get to deliver loads of children.
Yes, I know. Your house really takes me ages to get through, not to mention the list you leave out. Pretty demanding, I must say.
It's what I deserve, Santa.
But I mean the Late Late Show, the Saturday Night Show, both of them, and New Year's Eve.
I can do them all, trust me.
I'm Santa Claus, Miriam, not Professor Dumbledore.
Oh, you're such good fun. Anyway, I have to dash. I can't stand around all day talking to veterans like yourself, Santy. Listen, if you need a break, let me know and I'll stand in for you. It's just so easy for me.
Oh, no. I'm fine, thanks, Miriam. I think it's fair to say I look better in red. Ho, ho, Sloan!
Ho, ho, ho.
Now, as we heard earlier in A Christmas Carol, Scrooge had no sooner closed his eyes after the visit of the first ghost when a noise awoke him. There at the foot of his bed stood a jolly large man with a bald pate and glasses, surrounded by the finest of festive foods.
Oh, who's there?
I'm the ghost of Christmas present.
Phil.
Now, look beyond your window and see how the poor Cratchit family that you treat so poorly will spend the season.
All right, Joe.
Oh, I'm ever so unwell, Father.
Oh, Tiny Jim.
That suet really doesn't agree with me.
Oh, I'll have to bring you down to the Matter A&E and have your stomach pumped.
It's no use.
What, are you dying or something?
No, it's not in the Matter anymore. Oh. I had it moved.
What?
To Balbriggan.
Oh, poor Jim. Soon you'll be buried and I'll have to put Leo into the Department of Health.
Poor Tiny Jim, stuck with that egot of a father ghost. Is there nothing we can do for him? Nothing.
You must reduce the burden on poor Jim's health to the tune of 666 million euros, Scrooge.
We'll fact that for a game of soldiers.
Beware the visit of the third and final spirit.
Humbug.
Speaking of spirits, I'm going to have to get locked.
And with that, the ghost of Christmas present disappeared and seemed to be heading in the direction of Brussels. Join us later for the third and final installment of A Christmas Carol. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. Oh, yeah.
Callan's Cakes!
A very Merry Christmas to those listening in from abroad. Except for those of you who didn't come over for the gathering in 2013. You're not welcome and you deserve nothing.
Enjoy these great Christmas movies this season on Netflix. Merkel on 34th Street, starring Angela and the Bondholders. Or enjoy the old classic, Singing in the Wren, with Ollie and the Troika. The cowboy epic, High Noonan, as Michael raises the roof and the taxes. Or the doomsday action premiere, End of Days, in which the Taoiseach looks forward to the next general election. The old family favourite, It's a Wonderful Lie, starring Pat Rabbit and the Labour Party election promises. Or why not enjoy the hilarious slapstick caper, Home Loan, with Michael Fingleton. Movies for everyone this Christmas on Netflix. At this time of year, we remembered our lost loved ones, mainly the cat in Love Hate and that slaughtered turkey on Ear to the Ground. Mother of mercy, come on.
RT Radio 1 News with Brian Jennings. A very good evening to you. Bank of Ireland has apologised to customers for a technical glitch which has seriously affected payments to workers. In the most serious error, a man called Richie Boucher received €843,000 from the bank this year, despite his involvement in the banking crisis and a salary cap of €500,000. The HSE has said it will have to induce Dr. Rona Mahoney to deliver details of a €45,000 top-up. Documents related to the salary of the maternity hospital chief are overdue. The HSE said they may have to carry out a C-section to get the documents to the Public Accounts Committee on time. Gardaí have arrested 23 people in connection with a concert by Calvin Harris last night. A spokesman said they suspected anyone who bought a ticket for the foul-mouthed, moronic trans hip-hop twerp should be taken into care. In Belfast, a grown man has set himself on fire in what he called an attempt to bring about a united Ireland. Our random reporter, David Davenpower.
Security analysts in the north have warned that this incident could signal an escalation in dissident Republicans' widespread campaigns of incompetence. The attack follows a series of other cack-handed terrorist incidents. In October, Republican dissidents sent a bomb in the post addressed to the Northern Ireland Secretary Theresa Villiers. Ms Villiers' name was misspelled on the envelope. PSNI officer said the attack bore all the hallmarks of Republican splinter group the Dyslexic IRA, who are committed to fighting and dying for an untidied Ireland. Police on both sides of the border are warning the public to be on the lookout for other suspicious activity, including people blowing up their own headquarters or accidentally shooting themselves in the kneecaps. David Davenpower, have you ever noticed I've never blinked an air? RT News.
And now the weather forecast with Jean Byrne.
Good evening from Wet Arran. Conditions for the coming Christmas period are starting to turn frosty the snowman as a ridge of ding-dong merrily and high pressure moves over the whole country for the next week. There may be a few outbreaks of sleigh bells ringing in the snow on higher ground. Although generally speaking, the weather outside is likely to be frightful, we would advise pedestrians, particularly grandmas, to take care on the roads with so many reindeer about. So to summarise, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. And if you hear noises tonight, it's not thunder. It's more than likely the little drummer boy. So make sure to tune into my festive fashion programme later, The Leather Forecast. Good night.
Have you sent the Christmas cards yet, Kevin?
I have, Mr. President. I've even photoshopped the Christmas tree and made it smaller in case people thought you lived in
it. Yes, well, the First Lady was very upset that her head was missing from the photo.
Oh, well, this is awkward. You see, Sabina was just a little too tall next to you, so...
Oh, right.
Well,
next time maybe she should be seated next to me and I'll stand. Make sure that happens, Kevin.
But she was seated next to you, Your Excellency. She was still too
yes,
tall.
Yes. Anyway, what are you doing now?
Oh, I'm making up some special Christmas crackers. Here, have a pull. I know you want to. Come on.
I'm far too busy for such mundanities, Kevin. I'm occupied with matters of state and such like. Deciding which playground to open in the new year.
They're not just any old crackers. I've taken out all the corny old jokes and replaced them with lines from your poetry.
Oh, what a splendid idea, Kevin. Mm-hmm. That will be a special treat for my annual gathering of intellectuals and artists. Mm-hmm. My gatherings are a much anticipated tradition now, like mince pies or the Queen's Speech.
Oh, I'd love a mince pie.
Don't let me stop you.
Sorry, Mr. President.
You said you wanted a mince pie me. Oh, off you go.
Oh, hilarious. LOL.
What? Honestly, Kevin, I don't know what's got into you.
Oh, if only I could answer that question.
I'm lost for words. For the first time in my life.
What?
Quick, Kevin, fetch my speech writer.
But what do you want him for?
Now!
But I don't have him scheduled in to meet you again till the new year.
But I've lost my muse.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. President, I'm here for you. I run your diary, your dog, your baths.
Yes,
look,
I suppose.
I'll get you some scented candles and your muse shall return. I have no doubt.
Oh, right, yes. You're quite right, Kevin. Mm-hmm. I suspect even the Queen has a Kevin in her life.
Oh, a Kevin who's fit for a president.
Ian Rod Aaron welcomes you aboard this intercity service, calling at Portlaoise, Tonless, Mallow and Cork. For your convenience, a trolley service is available to your seats, offering a range of hot and cold beverages, sandwiches and snacks. The buffet car is situated towards the end of the train, or if you prefer to wait until you arrive in Cork, you can take advantage of our new alfresco dining option in Kent Station. That's Ian Rod Aaron, raising standards, raising fares, raising the roof, boy.
done. Yes, oh, yes, yes. Nice. It was a very good performance indeed, yes.
Lovely.
What's going on here, Tánaiste?
Ah, Ivana. Well, you just missed the traditional seasonal Labour Party bash for members and their children.
Yes.
Help boost morale after a bad year in the opinion polls. Mm-hmm.
But this is absurd. Why is there a crib? What happened to the separation of church and state?
What?
Huh? Where are the shepherdesses? Why aren't there three wise women?
Because there aren't any.
Why are we even bothering with the Christmas story? It's just a first century myth.
Look at Ivan, it's a bit of harmless fun for God's sake. Uh-oh.
Whose sake?
Oh, you know what I mean. We all know it's just a myth. Like us saying we're going to get re-elected.
Or living up to our pre-election promises.
Or full employment by 2020.
Oh, very good.
I thought we were going to be representing the new secular Ireland. I thought we were all atheists around here.
Oh, relax, Ivana. We're the Labour Party.
Yeah.
Of course we believe in complete separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So you'll support my bill then?
Oh.
No more prayers in school?
Absolutely.
No more Angelus? And a complete ban on all celebrations of Christmas and nativity plays in school.
Are you not going too far, Ivana? Mm-hmm. What about carol services in school?
Yes.
We can have more acceptable songs. No more White Christmas. It will be I'm dreaming of a culturally diverse midwinter solstice festival. Then Frosty the Snow Person, the Little Drummer Person, and what else?
Right, so it'll be Good Queen Wencheslad and Sandra Claus. And sure, Gloria won't be In Excelsis Deo anymore. It'll be George In Excelsis Deo.
Oh, very good. How about parties on New Year's Eve?
No, no, Brendan. It'll be New Year's Adam.
Oh, very good.
I find me here. Get me down low.
Okay, so we have the Haughey drama scheduled for late spring, Love, Hate and the Autumn. Looking at the drama budget, I think we're now in a position to greenlight maybe one more drama project for 2014.
What about Mandela?
Oh, that's done to death. Also, you know, he died on the day the film was released, so they got a huge box office for that as a result. Wouldn't think there's much point in throwing more money at that, is there?
What about something on the Great Train Robbers?
Nah, the BBC have just done that too.
Of course. Plus, didn't Ronnie Biggs die the day that was broadcast?
That's right, he did, yeah.
As well.
Funny that, wasn't it?
So maybe we should consider doing...
Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
Bertie?
Welcome back to A Christmas Carol. Scrooge was awaiting the visit of the final ghost. His heart sank as a chill breeze crept through his body and the world went dark. A hooded figure, dressed in a long black coat, beckoned a bony finger at him.
This is the most terrifying ghost of them all. Leave me be, you foul spectre.
Oh, good evening, Michael Ebenezer.
Huh?
I'm no ghost, per se. I was just passing through.
No.
Don't mind me.
Oh, and happy Hanukkah.
Look at the wings on that.
One Salon Shatter had flown off in the direction of a blood bank. A terrifying spirit appeared.
Oh, Mother of God, I can scarcely open my eyes. I don't want to see what terror awaits them.
Dear Gutch, I am the ghost of Christmas yet to come. I will show you of what will pass if you do not mend your ways, Mr. Scrooge.
Well, you're one to talk, huh?
Well, we're all to blame, but we're smacked.
Right, point taken, move on.
Look yonder at the Christmas yet to come.
All right.
Cunis, Cunis, deputies, order in the house. Put that jar of piss away, Deputy Ming.
Well, everything seems normal here so far, Spirit.
Keep watching.
Now, allow the Taoiseach without interruption.
Thank you, Sean Carla. As Taoiseach of this country, I propose that we increase wages for civil servants by at least 20%.
No, no, Spirit, say it's not so. Take me away from here. Show me Tiny Jim.
Alas, his career died and he was buried in a dark, empty place.
Where, Spirit?
Well, how am I supposed to know where he was buried? I had nothing to do with
it. Just tell me where.
All right, it was the Department of Jobs and Enterprise, all right?
Oh, no. It's all my fault.
Old Mr. Scrooge sobbed and sobbed until he looked up once more and saw that it was morning. Wait a second. Daytime. Look out the window. You there, little boy.
My name is Brendan.
What day is this?
Why, sir, it's Christmas Day.
Oh, Christmas Day. All right. What a fine little buy. I've a chance to put things right. Aye, aye.
And old Mr. Scrooge was true to his word. He went straight out to meet Ender and Tiny Jim.
Come on, lads. We're going to the pub and the pints are on me. Aye, aye.
My God, it's a miracle.
And old Mr. Scrooge kept the merriest Christmas he ever had.
Merry? I'm getting plastered, bucko.
God bless us, everyone!
Merry Christmas!
It's around this time of the year I like to put the Christie back into Christmas. This goes out to all my teetotal friends. Now here we are at Christmas time and I want to give out. You've stuffed yourself with turkey, Christmas cake and stout. Then all you do is start a fight with all your family. I really think that there should be a ban on Christmas Day. If all you like is porter, then New Year's Eve is grand. You can see the madness and the other English bands. A drunken anti-climax like you would not believe. I really think that there should be a ban on New Year's Eve. Dobbity-dobbity-dahyoshe. Alrighty, listen. There you are now shopping in the January sales. You're grabbing old shite that you don't need and going off the rails. You had a ball, you've spent it all down to your last penny. I really think that they should ban the month of January. There's Valentine's and Paddy's Day, the Easter Bunny too. Good Friday and bank holidays, you'll drink until you're blue. There's Arthur's Day and Halloween and back to Christmas Day. I want them all got rid of, just stay home and drink some tea. Yo! A Christie celebration, just stay home and drink some tea. Have a very Christie Christmas, lads. Good luck.
Callan's Kicks!
And that was the last episode of Callan's Kicks for this season, thank God. If you're in receipt of large amounts of taxpayers' money and you got a good kicking, then please complain to the show's writers, who were that Paddy Murray fella, Jan Fiona Looney Winch, Graham Keyes the pup, crazy Paddy Cullivan, savage Ronan McGreevy, and the brat A.B. Philbin Bowman. Featuring the voices of Lisa Garvey and Breed O'Connor, we'll get them as well. The production assistant was Anya Callan, and theme music was by Jer Kiley. The show was edited by Paul the Tash Drury, and the executive producer for RTE was Anne-Marie Power. Now, Callan's Kicks will return in early 2014, or to use the mental and fiscal age of the country by then, 1914. Ho, 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 who's your sexy daddy Christmas?